This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hello there. You're about to watch an episode of The Daily Show. That means there's some news and some jokes on the way. So if you like laughing and news, you're in the right place, honey.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, Rudy Reveal. Will France go Trump? And Alexander Skarsgård. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Show tonight. Our guest is the star of The Northman, which is one of the most hotly anticipated films of the year, and he's shirtless the whole movie. Alexander Skarsgård is joining us, everybody. Later on, we're going to be talking about the big election in France. It is a very important story, but don't worry, I will be doing a silly accent too. But first, let's jump straight into today's headlines. Things off with the big media news. As you know, not know. There are now more streaming services than hot takes about Elon Musk, right? There's everything. There's Netflix, there's Hulu, there's Paramount Plus, there's HBO Max, there's Paramount Plus, and of course, everyone's favorite, Paramount Plus. And so, last month, seeing the gap in the market, CNN launched its own streaming service called CNN Plus. And this was a big deal. In fact, they said it would be the future of news. And if that's the case, the future's looking bleak.
Less than a month after launching, CNN Plus announced today the streaming service is shutting down. It launched March 29th. Warner Brothers Discovery Networks made that decision, though, saying it was about quality and, quote, customers will be best served with a simpler streaming choice. Last week, CNBC reported that the streaming service had less than 10,000 views a day.
About $300 million has been invested so far in CNN Plus. The plan, according to my sources, was to put $1 billion into it over the course of 4 years, hoping to hit profit after 4 years.
Wow, did they say that less than 10,000 views a day? You could have just been on TikTok. That's wild. CNN Plus was such a disaster, they'll have to send Anderson Cooper to cover it in a tight black t-shirt. This is so insane. The craziest part of the story is that they said they spent $300 million on this thing. $300 million. What did you do with that? Did you, like, clone Wolf Blitzer or something? No, because if you did that, I'd actually watch that show. Yeah, I would.
I've got breaking news. No, I've got breaking news. Ah!
But, You want to know what the worst part about the CNN Plus thing is? It's that I can't make jokes about all the shows on it because nobody knows what they are. Yeah, it's not fair. It's not like you're going to understand a joke about the CNN Plus show Jake Tapper's Book Club because you don't even know if that's a real show. But it is.
Or is it?
No, I'm kidding. It's fake. It's fake. Ah, you believe me. It's actually real. You see, you don't know. That's my point. You don't know. It is a real show. Oh, it was a real show. All right, but let's move on to a different spectacular disaster. Rudy Giuliani, former aide to Donald Trump and lawyer who makes all his clients look innocent in comparison. Since his role in the attempt to overthrow the 2020 election, Giuliani has largely disappeared from public view, like a snail retreating into its shell, but way more disgusting. And if there's one thing America loves, it's a big comeback. And last night, Rudy got his.
A little bit of controversy on The Masked Singer last night. Personal lawyer to former President Donald Trump and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani popped out of a giant rooster suit while singing a rendition of Bad to the Bone. She could tell her right away that I'm bad to the bone. But as he revealed himself, this is what happened. Judge Ken Jeong stormed off the stage, apparently didn't like it, saying, I'm done.
Yeah. Rudy Giuliani just got voted off The Masked Singer, which means he's about to spend the next 5 years claiming that he actually won The Masked Singer. And I guess history was made last night, because for the first time in The Masked Singer's history, a contestant took off their mask and everyone was like, no, put it back on, put it back on. Put it on, we don't want to guess. Put it back on. It's also weird how Rudy has the time to be on a game show, but he's too busy to testify in front of Congress. Like, maybe they should have just tricked him, right? Congress should have just, like, made it seem like it was The Masked Singer, combined the whole thing, pop him in the giant costume, and then sit him in front of the January 6th committee. Just do it. Yeah, that's the game show America needs. Bernie Sanders would be sitting there like, oh, based on his utter disregard for democracy, I'm gonna guess the rooster is Rudy Giuliani. Let's take up the mask and see who we're about to indict. It was him. I told you it was him. I could see the melting through the mask. I could see it. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go, let's check in on traffic with our very own Roy Wood Jr., everybody.
What's going on, man?
Good to see you, man. What's happening with traffic?
Quick look at the road. Look, you know, before traffic, man, let me just say something about the CNN Plus thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't appreciate the fact that they didn't give it a chance. All right, look, I don't know how y'all do in Africa, but, like, in America, like, if you're in a bad relationship, you don't break up. You get married. And then you add a kid and a house and credit card debt and another kid. You cheat on each other a little while, and then after 20 years, you get a divorce. That's the American way. You got to give stuff a chance just because it looked bad.
I think that's a terrible way. I mean, that's probably why Afghanistan was so long, Roy. You should get out quickly when you realize you made a mistake.
So, when something's bad, you're saying you should just end it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
Wait, what you mean? Like, what about this? You gonna end this?
No, because, no, this is...
This is what I'm doing, this job. You gonna end this?
No. This is...
Am I safe?
Yeah,
my job safe?
Of course you're safe. This is great. What do you mean? This is going well. Just do the traffic and
we're
good.
You think you should give me a little money.
No, but you've...
Look, I'm sorry to jam you up like this, but this is live TV. This is the perfect place. I got you by the balls right now. I just need to...
I'm nervous. Don't encourage him. Do the traffic.
All right, the road...
If you just do the traffic, that's...
I just don't feel comfortable doing... Look, can you just pay me now for the rest of the year? Just pay me now for the rest of the year.
That's for the rest of the year.
You got a credit card on you.
I'm not giving you my credit card.
Let me get your Venmo.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You may or may not know this, but right now, Europe is experiencing one of its most uncertain periods in a long time, with a lot of questions that they have yet to answer. You know, how involved should they get in the war in Ukraine? Should NATO continue to expand? Is Holland the same place as the Netherlands? And if so, why do they have two different names? And with Angela Merkel no longer holding everything together like Europe's Lederhosen, all eyes have now turned to France. And it turns out before France can figure out what to do with Europe, they've got to figure out what to do with themselves. As we'll learn in another installment of Other Countries Have News Too. For decades now, France has been one of the few countries in Europe you didn't have to worry about, right? They didn't make Nazis, they didn't go bankrupt, they didn't hire a wet Teletubby as their prime minister. But this weekend, this coming weekend, as the French people gear up for a national election, everyone is wondering if this is the moment when France goes off the deep end.
A rematch runoff in the battle for the most powerful politician in France, current President Emmanuel Macron and far-right candidate Marine Le Pen. The two will face off on April 24th as a repeat of their 2017 election.
This is the far-right leader's third and final attempt at the French presidency. And if you go by the polls, she's never got as close as this.
With the very latest polls suggesting more support for Marine Le Pen, more people are asking whether France is on the verge of its own Brexit moment or Trump moment.
There's a possibility of a French Trump? Jesus, if you thought Donald Trump was horny before, I don't think the world is ready for what this election could bring. Can you imagine that?
My fellow Parisians, the Mona Lisa is so hot, totally hot. But she needs to smile more. If I win, we're gonna make Mona Lisa smile again. Oh. So much smiling, so smiling.
But yeah, France's current president, Emmanuel Macron, is going up against far-right candidate Marine Le Pen, right? In an election that is happening this Sunday. And yesterday, they sat down for their first and only debates of the campaign. And throughout the night, you could tell that these two do not get along.
French President Emmanuel Macron sparring with his far-right rival Marine Le Pen in a fiery, high-stakes TV debate last night.
Two politicians who clearly don't like or respect each other. The longer it went on, the worse the atmosphere.
I find it so hard to follow you as you have made so many false accusations.
Stop mixing things up.
Do not give me a lesson.
I'm not giving you a lesson.
Do not give me a lesson on how to finance my plan.
You know, I know this fight was considered intense by French media, but by American standards, that was pretty chill. It was everyone stayed in their seats, no one was screaming. If anything, it looked less like a debate and more like a stressed couple arguing at a restaurant, you know? I was like, no, Brian, I told you, my parents gave me that money. I don't want to spend it on crypto. I told you, babe, it's not crypto, it's an NFT. What's the difference? What's the difference? All that was missing from that debate was that moment, you know, when you're having dinner and you're fighting as a couple, and then the waiter comes over and makes it super awkward? That's all that was missing, was just the waiter coming in the middle of that whole fight. You know, just being like, okay, everybody, so the specials of the day are, ooh, I feel like I walked into something here. I'm feeling a little tension. Did he say something to you? Is that what it is? Yeah, you know what? I feel like you guys need to work something out. I'll come back. I'll give you some time. I'll be back in about 10 seconds. Okay. Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Now, the stakes for this debate were probably the highest that France has ever seen, because this election has gotten a lot closer than people expected. You see, when these two faced off in 2017, Macron beat Le Pen by 30%. But with only a few days left in this election, recent polls have showed Le Pen within single digits, right? So she's not leading in the polls. But remember, neither was Donald Trump in 2016. Yeah, my point is, hopefully Macron visits whatever France's Wisconsin is. And there's a number of reasons. There's a number of reasons that Le Pen is catching up to Macron, right? The country has experienced a refugee crisis. There's obviously been a pandemic. And of course, there's rising inflation, which is why a lot of French voters are angry at Macron and saying things like this.
Tax. Everyone talks about the taxes, this woman said. We have no spending power. We just work and buy groceries to eat.
We go out to restaurants less. We do less. Otherwise, it's really tough at the end of the month.
I think France is collapsing from the inside, like a souffle.
You know, every time you think French stereotypes are exaggerated, you see something like this. Because using your cuisine to comment on the dire state of your politics, that's the most French thing you could do. You know, our country is collapsing from the inside, like a souffle. Because think about it. I've never seen people in any other country make a metaphor like that on the news. Not once have I seen someone being interviewed in the streets of Nigeria being like, our problems run deeper than the flavors of jollof rice, huh? That's not a thing. It's not a thing. But of course, elections are about choices. A lot of French people aren't thrilled with Macron's presidency, but they'll still take him compared to the person that he's running against. The notorious Marine Le Pen. Because you see, she has a long history of being Islamophobic, of being xenophobic, agoraphobic. Basically, she doesn't like a lot of shit, is what I'm saying. And on top of that, the people that she does like tell you a lot about the type of leader that she would be.
Le Pen is a NATO skeptic. She wants to leave the EU and has modeled her campaign on President Trump.
Le Pen has a history of cozying up to President Putin, even putting a picture of them together in one of her campaign pamphlets.
The policies I represent are the policies represented by Mr. Trump. They're represented by Mr. Putin.
Oof. That take didn't age well. She likes Putin. I mean, to be fair to her, they asked her about Putin in 2017. And back then, Putin was just undermining elections and poisoning people. It was still too soon to tell. She was like, I'm on the fence, you never know. But you see, it's views like these that led to Le Pen getting crushed when she ran in 2012 and 2017. But here's what's dangerous about her. Just like a Terminator, she gets smarter with each sequel. Yeah, no, you see, after the last election, she started to rebrand as a kinder, gentler racist, you know? Yeah, may I take you back to where you came from? And the way she did it by not abandoning her extremist views. No, she just doesn't mention them as much anymore. It's basically like when you do a Zoom meeting and then you point the camera at that one clean corner of your apartment. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, now all of a sudden things seem under control. But you've still got a family of raccoons eating leftover Chinese food on your couch. It's still the same world. And Le Pen hasn't stopped at just moderating her words. No, she's trying to revamp her image to cultivate a more cuddly version of herself.
Marine Le Pen has wrapped herself in nice words and her cats. She's become a cat breeder. Everybody loves that.
This kitten is so beautiful that her name is Her Majesty.
No, so adorable.
Yeah, that's how you know Le Pen had the worst possible image before, because her PR people were like, you know what will make you more relatable? Becoming a cat lady. It's gonna help. So that's where France stands headed into the election this Sunday. A moderate incumbent with weak approval numbers, hoping to hold off a xenophobic Putin ally who's coming back for one last shot at the presidency. And you know, that's what I love about French politics. It's just so different from the USA. All right, when we come back, Alexander Skarsgård is gonna be joining me on the show.
Stay tuned.
right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
My guest tonight is Golden Globe and Emmy Award-winning actor Alexander Skarsgård. He's here to talk about his latest role in the Viking epic, The Northmen. Please welcome Alexander Skarsgård! The man himself, Alexander Skarsgård, Sweden's sexiest man 5 years, yeah, five times over?
20 years ago.
Welcome to The Daily Show. First things first, weren't you on Stephen Colbert's show yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
And Stephen Colbert tested, he said today he tested positive for COVID, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. We may or may not have made out. Things got blurry after the show. I was on Stephen Colbert's show last night, and I've tested
You were saying?
I've tested negative, extremely negative, three times today, so I should be fine, but this is probably a good idea.
Oh, yeah, because
let's make this a very awkward first date.
This is my first time being in this situation. This is nice. This is like Putin's table when he talks to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Yeah.
Let's figure out what we're doing.
But we've got
as intimidated as his advisor.
But this is like long range camp. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is my first socially distanced interview. I like this. You know, we got the vibe going on. Congratulations on the movie.
Thank you.
Like, first of all, I love Vikings. I grew up loving Vikings, just like the mythology, like the, you know, the dragons, the stories, the everything. Because, you know, you'll watch stories or you'll read stories as a kid, right?
Yeah.
But Viking stories always seemed like it was like the best combination of everything. And you took, what, 10 years to get this movie going?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much 10 years, yeah.
I feel like it's like your heritage. You are like a Viking, essentially.
Well, I was born in Sweden, and I'm from a Swedish family. And my last name, Skarsgård, actually means Skar, as a Viking name. Gård means farm, and it's allegedly a place on one of the islands outside of Sweden.
So you're a Viking?
Who knows? It was 1,000 years ago, but according to my grandfather, we're direct descendants of Skara.
Alexander, let me tell you something. If I have any name, if like my last name was Trevor Giant Slayer, I'd be like, yo, I slay giants. I'm related to people who slay giants. Like, just claim it. So let's talk about the film a little bit, man. It's funny, I was in the movie, I was watching Everything Everywhere All at Once, and that's when I saw the first trailer for your film, and it was epic. Like, I mean, it's epic. There's this one scene where you grab, like, someone throws a spear at you, and then, like, your character grabs a spear, throws it back. Like, that was the moment. You know when you watch a trailer? I was like, yeah. I'm in. I'm buying my tickets. No, it's one of the most epic-looking movies ever.
Well, that was kind of the reason I wanted to make the movie, because I had never seen a big, epic Viking movie that took the mythology seriously, or really went deep into the mythology, and where you could experience the fantastical world, the mythology, the spirits, through the eyes of someone 1,000 years ago. So that was kind of the goal in starting it.
Well, you've done it, man. It looks amazing. You look amazing in it. I mean, you know, like when
this
you
date is getting better and better, actually.
If Stephen didn't have COVID, we would probably be making out as well. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for being negative and being so positive and joining us.
Yeah.
Alexander Skarsgård, everybody. The Northman opens in theaters April 22nd. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Because Jordan Klepper fingers the globe. Hungary for democracy is coming up next. Until tomorrow, stay safe out there. And for the French elections this weekend, Marine Le Pen, may you be as successful as CNN Plus.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.